Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 125, and it's a Monday, January 21st, 2019. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to the show where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news. I was reading 21st here, hold on. It's cute. Anyway, I was just looking at our notes here. But hey, Ray, I haven't talked to you for so long. How are you?
No, you left me here while you went out of town. And
I know.
I'd sit here in the cold all by my lonesome.
Oh, poor guy. You've been watching
with nothing.
TV anyway, right?
Huh?
You've been watching lots of TV, though, right?
Well, I always watch lots of TV because I'm a couch potato, so.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, sorry, Ray, that I had to leave you for the weekend because I went to New Orleans and I had to meet Mike during the games. Mike was really sad because Saints lost. So it's really sad.
I know, but his favorite quarterback's in the Super Bowl again, Tom Brady.
That's right. Well, yeah. It's what do you call this? The Patriots are now going to the Super Bowl. So yeah. So he's happy about that. If it was Saints and versus Patriots, Mike says he doesn't know what to do because he loves both teams. So, well, we almost. It looks like what I've heard is the Saints got robbed of their victory. So, anyway, so some people, some referees didn't look well, didn't see what's happening and things like that. So that was a controversy.
On that final touchdown that got the guy interfered with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about maybe going back and calling a foul on that one. We'll see.
Oh, okay. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, so I was there. Ray, remember we went to Compare La Peine?
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah, we went there again last weekend, and it was like a date night for us. So that was good.
Well, that's good.
And then we also got to ride the streetcars. I don't usually ride the streetcars.
Did you ride the streetcar named Desire?
No, I rode the streetcar named Desiree. It's a girl one.
Desiree, okay.
Desiree. Anyway, so there's an RTA mobile app now for New Orleans. Hey, everyone listening, if you're going to New Orleans, download the RTA mobile app, and it's used for streetcars, and then it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's you buy one ticket at a time, though. You cannot buy a bulk of tickets. So that's my only problem with that. And also, we tried to go to a Filipino restaurant, and they're closed. Filipino restaurants do not last there for some reason. I don't know why, Ray. It's just
maybe there's
sad.
Not enough Filipinos there to support them.
Well, I think there's a lot. It's just that, and the food is really good, but it's just that the rents are expensive.
That's in the eye of the person that's eating it.
Oh, that's right, because you Southerners don't like it too much, that greasy pork belly and stuff like that, right?
I just can't get my head around Filipino food.
Oh, you can't? Oh, sorry for you. But you like egg rolls. You better like my egg rolls.
Yeah, I like your egg rolls.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, so yeah, we went there. We tried to go to a Filipino restaurant, called them up. They're always closed, and so it's really sad. I thought they opened up, and then, you know. But then it looks like they're closed again. So what about you? I missed a game night.
Yeah, we had a game night, and we played Mexican train dominoes. It was quite interesting.
Oh, that's the one with the thing in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I played that before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were you the train? Were you the train the Mexicans rode on?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm not. That I remember that it's been a long time since I last played it, a couple of years now, but I remember it was pretty fun. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. And then what else happened last weekend for y'all?
Let's see. I went and watched Glass with Julio, and I don't know what all the people are hating it. I thought it was a pretty good movie. So,
well, it's by M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
So Shyamalama Ding Dong, yeah, so. And I liked it. I thought it had a good ending. I think people were expecting something bigger and better, but I thought it was pretty cool the way he did it. So, but, you know, everybody has their taste in movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is true. Anyway, how, one of these days I'll get to watch Glass at some point. All right, Ray. So let's go to our stories.
Okay, our gay this week. Gay party under fire over leaked doc banning women, skinny boys, and boys with bad skin. Poof Doof is a popular circuit party in Melbourne that bills itself as a gay club for homos and Melbourne's favorite gay rave. It also hosts pop-up events in other Australian cities, including Perth and Sydney.
Sounds
now organize it.
It sounds kind of redundant to have a gay club for homos, don't you think?
Well, yeah. So
okay,
but you know, people like to emphasize homos.
Mm-hmm.
Now all organizers are scrambling to do damage control after a damning internal document leaked on social media. The document is a photography brief that features strict guidelines on which types of people should be photographed at Poof Doof parties and which type of people are, shall we say, undesirable. Boys, the document reads, Poof Doof is a gay club for homos. No one here is to see girls, ever. Another instruction says, boys with muscles, big ones, and drag queens, but only the best. And never more than three or four. And once they've had their photo taken once, that's it forever. In regards to undesirables, the list includes messy boys. Anyone who looks like they've packed down a 10-pack is out. Skinny boys in burgundy t-shirts and chinos. They are a dime a dozen. There's nothing in string nor cool about them. Indie boys. They are not power poof worthy unless they are breathtakingly good looking or epically stylish. Boys with bad skin. Susie Robertson of Poof Doof's general manager tells Gay Star News that the leaked brief is 7 years old and is not reflective of the brand today. We're not shying away from the fact that we did write, but it has been taken out of context, she says. It was written so long ago, it's not something we circulate now. Robertson adds that the organizers are distressed by the leak, but says no brand is squeaky clean and perfect. We have changed over the years, she insists. And while this may be true, a quick visit to Poof Doof's Instagram page shows the vast majority of photos feature cisgender boys with muscles, a few drag queens, and hardly anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's one of those exclusive places, again, well, when it comes to photography. Let's just say they do accept everyone, but don't they should not... count on them in the pictures.
We just won't publish your pictures in our photos if you're not cute and match our style. So pretty much,
yeah. But of course, like you said earlier, not only with food but also with taste in men and taste in what we see. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's sad that like they going, still have to do
like
that.
Like going to a bear run and saying not take any pictures of big hairy men.
Yeah, and take pictures only of muscle bears.
Yeah, because that's all that really makes up the bear community anymore is old gym queens that let the hair grow out.
Yeah. So I remember that was how it was in Fort Lauderdale back then. I went to Bear Run many, many, many years ago. Mike and I went to a bear run there, and everybody's a muscle bear. Muscle guy or a guy who's muscular who just didn't shave. Pretty much. So that's pretty much a lot the connotation of bears in Fort Lauderdale back then. I don't know now, though, but that's what I remember when I went to a bear run back then. There's not much bears. There are no chubs. There are no bears or daddy bears. They're all muscle bears or guys who did not shave at all. So anyway, this is an observation. Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess where is this? It's in Melbourne, right? You would think it's a place that's very open.
Yeah, that's down under for anybody from this side of the world.
Yeah, sad. All right, let's go to the geek. It's about Apple. Apple accidentally reveals a radical new iPhone. So, yeah.
Of course they do, after I just bought my new one.
I know, me too. In recent years, the best iPhone leaks have come accidentally from Apple. And it happens too frequently to be a coincidence. Now, with the iPhone sales stalling and talk of further price cuts, Apple is again looking to change the narrative by subtly teasing a red-hot new iPhone upgrade. Discovered by fan site Apple Insider, Apple has quietly filed a patent detailing how new iPhones will be able to to tell you how to when to take a photo and automatically open the camera. Furthermore, the hardware required to do this has already been confirmed as a feature coming to iPhones this year. Oh, yeah, you're right, Ray. We got screwed in this one. Filed with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in on Thursday, Apple breaks down the apparatus and method for automatically activating a camera application based on detecting an intent to capture a photograph or a video. It works by recognizing the motion made by a user to lift their iPhone into a typical photography position, then scanning for the proximity of a subject in the frame. If both criteria are met, the camera will open automatically. This may feel like magic to some and horribly invasive to others, and Apple will limit users to reviewing only the photos just shot. But either way, the technology to do this coming soon. It's interesting. So needless to say, not everything Apple patents come to market, but the timing here is uncanny. It conveniently adds color yeah, to an existing partnership for new technology at the exact moment. Slowing iPhone sales have placed pressure on Apple to show it can innovate. So it's a good feature, but you know what screws up a lot of people? The way they take pictures, the way they take pictures, they hold it portrait all the time. You notice that, Ray? Even when they take videos, really the best way to take pictures is always horizontal. It's always landscape. So when you take a picture, you hold it that way. And I guess it would work correctly if you position your camera or you position your phone in a video or photography position on your phone, and then if it detects things in front of it, then it would see that there's a good subject. Then it would position itself and turn on the camera. So if that happens, I would think that it's something that's going to be available soon, even for some app or some hack can happen right now with the new phones that we have, Ray. So it's not so bad to have that as an update for our phones. So
if it works on our phones, if it's not the next generation that they have the equipment on, so we'll see.
Yeah, it has something to do with the accelerometer, how sensitive it is. So it depends on I guess they just need to do some improvements on the next iPhone. So again, we got screwed again.
I guess my question is, what else can iPhone do to improve themselves?
I don't know. For one thing,
because they hadn't been trendsetting in a long time.
They haven't
been behind the curve on iPhones the last 5 or 6 years.
That is right. I agree. Because, notifications on the phone and copy and paste, even though when it happened in the beginning, they didn't have a copy and paste feature, which is a very essential thing for every touch-based phone. And lots of things like front and back cameras. They only had the back camera back then. Yeah. And what else? Lots of things like fingerprint sensing and facial recognition. Let's put it this way, though. If they're not innovators anymore. To me, I don't think Apple doesn't innovate. But when they do implement something, they do it a lot better, like fingerprint scanning or facial recognition for Face ID. And it's pretty secure. It's a lot more secure than what I heard is that it's a lot more secure than how you do it with Android phones. So, I mean, they do it. Apple does it really well. I mean, they copy someone. they're very good with that because before they were innovators and then they were the ones being copied. And these days, no, they're not. Galaxy phones, they're really, really good. And some of its features are being copied by Apple, like fingerprint sensors and heart rate monitors, things like that. So anyway, that's Apple for you. And we'll see what's going to happen this year. It's going to come up within the year. And too bad we already bought our phones late last year. So, oh, well. Well, I'm going to hold on to this phone for the next 4 or 6 years, maybe. I think I can hold on to this phone for 6 years.
Yeah. I think I got 5 years out of the other one before I started having a lot of trouble with it. So we'll see. And hopefully by then, something better will come out.
You're right. I think I did wait for 5 years back then. I did wait. It took about five. It took a long time for me to upgrade. Okay, so let's go to the next story, Ray.
All right, on to the bizarre. Mm-hmm. Man injects 18 doses of semen into arm to cure back pain. Ends up in the hospital.
Well, duh.
In a case study, Irish doctors report the baffling case of a 33-year-old man who injected his own semen intravenously for a year and a half. A self-developed cure intended to treat his chronic back pain. It does not appear to have worked. After reportedly injecting semen into his arm every month for 18 months, the man finally sought medical attention, but not for his arm. The patient instead complained of severe, sudden onset lower back pain, having lifted a heavy steel object 3 days beforehand. During his checkup, the doctor found a patch of red swelling on his right forearm, after which the man admitted he'd been injecting himself with his own semen using a hypodermic needle he purchased online. This time around, he'd injected 3 doses of semen, entering both his blood vessels and his muscles. This is the first reported case of semen injection for use as a medical treatment, the doctors at Aldine and Meath Hospital in Ireland wrote in the case study titled Semenly, Harmless Back Pain, an Unusual Presentation of Subcutaneous Abscesses, published in the Irish Medical Journal. The swollen region grew and hardened around the area of his arm where he'd injected his semen, and x-ray revealed the area of a trapped air beneath the man's skin. The doctors immediately hospitalized the patient, treating him with intravenous antibiotic microbial therapy, and after the patient's back pain improved, he discharged himself. The doctors performed a search of the medical literature and beyond, revealing not a single case of intravenous semen injected for back pain, according to the case study. Although there is a report of the effects of subcutaneous semen injected into rats and rabbits, there were no cases of intravenous semen injected into humans found across the literature. A search of more eclectic internet sites and forums found no other documentation of semen injection for back pain treatment or other uses. Attempts at intravenous and arterial injection of harmful substances such as mercury, gasoline, charcoal, lighter fluid, hydrochloric acid, and hydrocarbon are well described and are generally carried out in an attempted suicide as opposed to the case detailed above in which the patient was aiming to relieve physical discomfort. After dutifully reporting the first ever case of man injecting himself with his own semen to try to treat his back pain, the authors offered a warning. It is dangerous for the untrained to perform intravenous injections on themselves, especially when they're injecting things that aren't supposed to be injected into veins, like semen. It's supposed to be injected into your mouth or your anus. This isn't the first time we've seen something like this. Perhaps this case reminds you of Aaron Trawick, the deceased biohacker who once gave himself an unregulated herpes treatment in front of a crowd. The doctors behind the case studies note that semen injecting a patient demonstrates the risk of experimenting on yourself prior to safety-assessed clinical research.
Is he gay, though, that he likes semen, or is just thinking?
It doesn't say that. It just said he was injecting himself with semen. I think he got drunk and heard two guys talking about hooking up and being Irish by injection, and he thought, oh, if I inject myself, it solves the pain. So, mm-hmm. You know, who knows?
And I don't know either. But you know, can you imagine, though, he would jack off into a spoon or something, or not a spoon, but probably in a vial, and then gets an injection and, you know, and injects it to his arm. I mean, he does that like 3 times a day or something like that. They didn't know about dose. What is a dose? 1 ml? 2 ml?
Who knows what he's dosing himself with?
But, you know, that's really, I don't know. I can't even imagine where on the internet would you Google something. Let's just say he found this out on the internet.
Well, that's what they're saying. They searched stuff on the internet and everything and couldn't find anything about it.
Couldn't find anything.
That's why they couldn't figure out why he was doing it.
He's just probably making, some kind of assumption that injecting semen in yourself would relieve your back pain. So it's just something, it's just weird.
I mean, maybe he is gay and he's done enough bukkake that it's like his face is really nice looking and everything and smooth and, you know, no blemishes or anything.
Oh, so that's right.
Injected it in himself, it might help with back pain too.
That's right. Okay, that's the most logical, yeah. the best answer I could think of too, right? Thank you for clarifying that, if that's really the answer.
So, you know, that's all I can think of, but that's what he thought, you know.
But all right.
Mm-hmm. There are only three places you're supposed to be injecting semen: a vagina, an anus, or someone's mouth.
That's right.
Or an incubator to put into somebody else if you're trying to have a baby, I'm just saying.
That's right. Okay. Words of wisdom, Ray. Words of wisdom. Thank you. All right. Let's go to the next story. Another bizarre. Instant karma. Vandals tried to plow down giant snowman, but instead hit a tree stump. A couple in Petersburg, Kentucky, of course. Hey, they built a 9-foot snowman together, only to realize the giant spectacle had attracted vandals. Their work of art could not be destroyed, though, and the vandals received a dose of karma for trying to plow into the snowman with their car. Okay. Cody Lutz said his fiancée was visiting him in Kentucky and was excited to experience the biggest snowfall she's ever seen. His soon-to-be wife, Laura, is from Mississippi, so when snow fell during their weekend trip, the couple celebrated. We had a full weekend of sledding, snowball fights, and making the most of the winter wonderland, Lutz told CBS News via email. Of course, that including building a snowman. Everyone driving by loved him and waved and honked to express their delight, Lutz said. However, evidently not everyone was a fan. I arrived home to find a set of tire tracks across my yard, ending abruptly at the base of the snowman. Lutz realized someone tried to drive into their snowman, but since the base of it was a stump, the would-be vandals failed miserably. So the massive stump is now exposed with a snowy imprint of a bumper sticker stuck to it, Lutz said. Apparently, Frosty had been handing out life lessons to some very surprised 4x4 vandals. He joked, "You reap what you sow." Standing and still smiling, Frosty certainly had the last laugh. So the couple feels their stump-based snowman was meant to be built to teach the vandals a lesson. In an interview with IWXIX TV, Lutz said it was instant karma. So the couple used a massive tree stump in the front yard as a base for the towering snowman. When they finished making him, he was nearly 10 feet tall and had a massive top hat. And it was hard to miss their masterpiece. It's just amazing that you could even work on something 10 feet tall, a snowman.
Well, they probably had a ladder, and they had a stump to build the snow up on. So, yeah. But it does sound like instant karma. Because, you know, some dickhead said, "Oh, let's go knock the snowman down," and bam. I hope he really fucked up the front of his car, because that's what you deserve.
Yeah. So, Ray, have you ever experienced snow enough that you could build a snowman yourself?
Yes.
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You have snow there before? Okay. So, how was it?
I mean, it snows there occasionally. It's not like it does it all the time. But, yeah, we used to go build snow when we had a couple times it got really snowy and icy, so we built snowmen, and then we had this giant Coca-Cola sign we used to slide down the hill on. So
nice. I've never experienced a real snow that I could build a snow, that I could make a snowman. I've never done it before. Maybe small
patches. Maybe Mike needs to take you up to his home state right now while they got all that snow and cold and let you work that out.
I don't even know we're gonna land there. It's gonna be hard, but yeah, I know what you mean. Maine is the nice state to see snow like that and make and build snowman. But I'm not used to this cold. I'm from the South. Well, lately I've been in the South.
South Pacific.
South Pacific. Right. Okay, I guess those are the stories. They're pretty good stories, Ray. Thank you. And did you see the last night, the Blood Wolf Moon?
I totally forgot about it. I was sleepy, so I got in here and I totally forgot to go check it out.
I went out and at first I saw that it was a little shaded on one side. Oh wow, it's building up. And then around 2 a.m. or wait, late midnight, something like that, and it was all covered. Well, not all covered, but it's more like very dark and everything. It's just pretty nice. Pretty nice to see an eclipse again. So there's going to be another one sometime this year, I think, or next year. Oh, the next one will be 21st. The next 2021. I mean, 2021 is the next one, I think.
So, but yeah, I totally missed it. Unless I turned into a werewolf and totally forgot about it. So, you know.
Yeah. You would have
known. But the moon was pretty this morning when I was leaving to go to work. It was still up and very bright and pretty, so.
I think this time of year, it's the biggest. It's unusually big right now because it's really near. That's why it's really beautiful.
Because you know what
right
they say? When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's
amore. Oh, nice one, Ray. All right, I guess that's the show for the week. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to check out our stories, you can see all of our stories that we've been talking about on Facebook, facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys on the next show. Bye.